You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Matthew Longo. His new book is The Picnic, A Dream of Freedom and the Collapse of the Iron Curtain. 30 years later, there's a celebration for that moment of August 19th, 1989, what's happened immediately after in domino fashion. The Iron Curtain countries fall. The Berlin Wall, which is everybody's memory, is November, early November that year. Gorbachev hangs on for a little bit longer, but the Soviet Union dissolves at the end of 1991. It is now 30 years later, and our intrepid professor, scribe, researcher, Matthew Longo, is visiting Who Remains, Nemeth for one, Agnes for another, Who Remains to Remember, and Laszlo Nagy, the man who is the curator of documents from that moment, and led Matt first to the border. So I'm interested to go to the border with Matt today, to the spot itself, and what does it look like?
The one thing, and this is a perverse irony of the Iron Curtain, so for so many decades, the Iron Curtain was an area where there was no development, that all there ever was fencing and landmines. But there was never any kind of industry and there was no settlements. That now the Iron Curtain is the most green part of Europe. In fact, for a lot of it, it's now a big green zone. It's called a green belt because it's just essentially woodlands. In Hungary, when you go to the site, what you see is the overgrown woods, the very woods the East Germans tried to pass through, this incredibly scary dark wood at night when they're fleeing essentially armed guards, now is just this beautiful pastoral space. It's hills, it's pastures, it's trees. But it also has no sense of carrying this mark of history. And so Laszlo has this profound way of referring to it as Annus Mundi, is how he describes it, this place that's completely unremarkable and hidden into the bushlands between states in the peripheries. You would never know that it held this powerful story of not just the party, but again, all these people's lives risked and some taken, right, and some killed as they went for freedom.
Your conversations 30 years later reflect on two understandings of the word liberty. You mentioned that you teach Isaiah Berlin and you teach Hannah Arendt. One is negative liberty, one is positive liberty. Help me understand that.
Yeah, let me put these two thinkers together, because I do think a lot of the point of the book is to rethink what we mean by freedom. Because one of the profound things about the story is that, in a way, 1989 is the most clear exemplar of what freedom can mean. People going crossing a literal threshold from unfreedom of the East to freedom of the West. And yet, as we know in the present, it's not as though since the collapse of communism, right? It's not as though since the boom days of globalization, it's gone particularly well in terms of what liberalism and freedom mean. We now see rampant inequality. We see xenophobia on a terrifying scale. And we actually see a world in which walls are being built back up. So we have to take this moment to ask, how did we get from that incredible moment, that powerful moment of freedom in 89 with that exemplar, that image of the Berlin Wall falling as the most clear sense of what freedom can look like, to our present in which freedom is embattled? We should take this moment both to rethink freedom and to look back at 1989 and ask how we went wrong. So the two people that have helped me think through this are Isaiah Berlin and Hannah Arendt. in a very quick treatment, the way Isaiah Berlin talks about freedom, he's helpful because it's the way that we usually speak about freedom. He's canonical in this sense, which is to say that he's defending what is called, as John pointed out, negative liberty, and this idea that you want the kinds of freedoms we think about in the West. It's not just democratic freedoms like the freedom to vote. It's also the kinds of freedoms that mean freedom of movement.
We have like 1 minute. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Freedom to travel. And but also all that. So just think of the kinds of freedoms we think about in the West. No state is going to stop you, right? You are free to do as you will without the state encroaching upon it. And yet one of the powerful, and that's, let's say that's the canonical way we think about freedom in the West. But one of the great parts of the story is to hear the experience of East Germans who made it West and actually were very disappointed by the kind of freedom they found, in part because it was missing the element of solidarity they knew in the East. Solidarism, community, which also can mean something like equality. They had thought the West had both of these properties, not one, not the other. And Hannah Arendt is the other pole in that thinking, who talks a lot about this question of plurality, this very famous quote where she says, the problem of freedom is that not man, but men inhabit the earth. And thus freedom has to become an idea in which we can include the freedom of others, not just the freedom of the self. And there's this problem of the way we think of freedom in the West that a lot of these stories hit upon.
The book is The Picnic, A Dream of Freedom and the Collapse of the Iron Curtain. Matthew Longo is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
A Mochi moment from Tara, who writes, for years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.